Our assignment for this week was to bring a verse about making good decisions. And one thing that I think is a vital part to making good decisions is having wisdom. And Brother David has talked about that a nice amount lately. One thing that stuck out to me is that he said wisdom isn't something you can just achieve and then you have it for the rest of your life. It's something that God gives you in the moment as much as you need. And James 1:5 says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all freely and without reproach. And so I think a big part of our decision making should be asking the Lord, talking to Him about it before we make any big decisions.
I thought about, I got Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your kindred, and from your father's house to a land I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I thought about how God told him to go somewhere, but he didn't know the way, but he just got his family together and just started walking. And I think that's oftentimes the way it is in life. We don't really know where God's going to lead us, but if we're just waiting to hear that still small voice and ask God for wisdom and just start walking, God will lead us through our lives.
One thing David has said a couple of times to think about making decisions is to test the spirits of just test the spirits, whether they be good or right, and of either path that you're going to take. And another thing that I think is good when you are needing to make a decision about something and you're not exactly sure what to do is just to ask advice of someone who has more experience or an older person.
I had a thought that I've been thinking about for a while that when making decisions, you know, it's good to always ask the Lord and ask elders, all that. But something that I have thought about before that has helped me sometimes. Not, you know, I've got a lot of life to live before I get a lot of wisdom. But one thing that's really helped me before is kind of as I grow older, learning to know myself better and know, you know, have a good grasp on my weaknesses, on, you know, my character, human nature, that sometimes, you know, we can realize that we do something that's maybe not, you know, not as, you know, we don't notice that we do some stuff sometimes that maybe isn't nice, maybe isn't, you know. And one thing that, you know, just really is help me certain times is as we live through life, we get more and more to know our own, you know, our interests, we get to understand our weaknesses, and that way when we make a decision, we are able to better tell, you know, am I ready for this, you know, can I handle this, you know. And that's just something that has helped me a lot when we learn to understand ourselves better as we grow older and know the areas we need to work on and change. So
I think we need wisdom to make decisions. I got a couple verses in Proverbs 3. Trust in Trust in God with all your heart and do not exalt in your own wisdom. In all your ways know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God and turn away from every evil. So we need to make a decision, whether it be big or small. We just need to not just think we know how to do it, but we need to ask God for wisdom.
One thing that Brother David has said before is that when we're making a decision, we need to study and understand the situation that we're in, and we need to also ask God for wisdom, because He just gives it to us. And when we're making a decision, we shouldn't just, the first time that we see it, just think we know right away. And just, we need to first ask God for wisdom and make sure that we know the situation.
Hear, my son, the instructions of your father, and do not reject the laws of your mother. James chapter 1, verse 5. But if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Asking of godly wisdom, and this verse will help me make good decisions.
Good decisions as Jesus when he said to God when he prayed, "Not my will but yours be done."
I have to stop and think to make good decisions. I have to be kind to others.
That was last week.